producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm going to have to change that song a little bit. It's not Leaves of Green anymore in the Northeast. The foliage right now in the state of Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, and I'm sure a lot of New York State is that peak color. A little further south into New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, and Connecticut, Rhode Island, it's down close to peak. So if you're able to today, pack up the car, make yourself a lunch, take up the cooler and some ice and some soft drinks for the kids, make some sandwiches, and head out and enjoy the beautiful foliage. Bring the camera with you. Dress warm. It's cold right now at my house here in Kennebunk. It is 29 degrees, and you're expecting a high of 46. So it's not going to be a beach day, but a great day to enjoy the fall foliage. And those of you that get the newsletter that we offer for all of you listening for free, I think 3 weeks ago we did a story about the foliage. And what I did is I listed the different trees and the color of the leaves. And that's something that you can print out when you're heading. Leaf peeping is the term, the official term, leaf peeping. And you can bring that list, and it will tell you the colors of the different maples, the colors of the different oaks, and then all of the other trees that are growing wild in the mountains and along the side of the road. Some of the vines, like bittersweet right now, is bright, bright yellow. And you can see it climbing up the trees. Absolutely gorgeous. And then some of the wild native plants where you live will have different colors to them, too. So it's really a beautiful time of the year, my favorite season, because of all the color and the cooler weather. Yesterday we got the house decorated, and today I'm getting out in the garden and cleaning out the perennial beds. And that's what I suggest that all of you do. Once you start to get the cold weather like this, it's time to cut back and clean your perennial beds. And most of your perennials are cut back that are done blooming. Now, for example, I have some low-growing sedums. They're all done flowering. The foliage is still a little bit on the pretty side, but you can, if you open up the foliage, you can see the buds for next year. They're all in position, all ready to go for next spring. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take all of the old foliage off, and instead of the plant being 2 feet, 18 inches in diameter. It's going to be a little mushroom cap mound, about maybe 4 to 5 inches wide and only an inch tall. Your tall growing sedums, if they're looking really tired at this point, you can cut those down and clean the garden. And that's one of the most important things right now. You know, any weeds that maybe were hiding from you in the garden because you had a lot of growth from your perennials, get all that pulled out and then cut everything close to the ground. And about 99% of the foliage is cut down. Iris, I cut them in a teepee shape. So I do remove some of the foliage. The hostas, they're turning yellow. Cut them right down to the ground. Astilbia going dormant. And your hybrid lilies, they're turning yellow. They can be cut right down to the ground. If you have my favorite tall-growing perennial called Rose Mallow, and it's a perennial hibiscus that starting in late June, early July, will make a blossom. Looks like your tropical hibiscus that you may buy and put on your porch or your deck or your patio. But this is perennial, and it's winter hardy all over the Northeast. If I can grow it in Kennebunk, Maine, then you can grow it. But this is a plant that will grow to be about 6, sometimes a little bit taller, depending on the soil and your feeding. It makes a blossom, funnel shape, like your hibiscus, 10 inches in diameter. And it will bloom for a good 6+ weeks. Many, many colors. And some of the stems can be an inch to an inch and a half in diameter. And I cut it down, probably a foot. And clean up all the mess, rake around it. And then in the spring, I'll go back and I'll cut it down to about 6 inches. And it's one of the last perennials to begin to grow. Everything is up and growing, this thing. Oh, I guess I lost it. And the second you say that, the new shoots come, it begins to grow, and then the flowers are absolutely fabulous. Your roses, you do want to prune off any of the dead blossoms right at the base of the blossom, okay? Don't cut back your roses. Roses should be left intact at the same size, and your major prunings are done in the spring, usually at the beginning of the baseball season. So when your favorite team is playing baseball, that's when you would prune back your roses in the spring. But for now, just get rid of any of the faded flowers. And I know a lot of you still have flowers on them. I was doing a consultation this week, and they had beautiful roses all in bloom. And they were a little bit sheltered, so they may tolerate the cold weather today. The other thing that you want to do, if any of you purchased any mums, as soon as the plant turns brown, cut your mums to within 2 inches of the ground. And then I want you to cover the mum sticks with 2 to 3 inches of pine bark mulch. You can use pine needles, you can use shredded leaves, and just make a mound over them. And that will act as insulation to keep them happy and healthy. And with a little bit of luck, they'll come back for you in the spring, and then you won't have to buy them again next year. Also, this time of the year, fall is for planting. So don't think because it's the middle of October that you can't plant. And a lot of the nurseries are having sales on trees and shrubs. Buy them, plant them, you know, plant them correctly with some topsoil, with some loam, a little bit of a slow-release organic fertilizer, and then just keep them wet. And I'll tell you, any plant that loses its foliage during the winter has a pretty good... If you planted new broadleaf evergreens this year, roses or hydrangeas, protect them with WiltStop this winter. WiltStop will seal the moisture in the stems, branches, and leaves, preventing dehydration during our cold and windy winters. Bonide WiltStop will also keep your cut holiday greens fresh longer. Just miss your wreaths, roping, centerpieces, and yes, the Christmas tree. Less needle drop, better color, and freshness. That's Bonide WiltStop.
Hello, gardeners! It's Ann from Neptune's Harvest Organic Fertilizers in Gloucester, Mass. If you're planting flowers, vegetables, shrubs, or just trying to keep your lawn healthy and green, then you should know about Neptune's Harvest. Neptune's Harvest fertilizers come from the mineral-rich North Atlantic Ocean, which contains all the nutrients plants and soil need. Flower growers, get your sunglasses out. You'll want to use them when you're looking at how bright those colors are. Vegetable growers, with Neptune's Harvest, you can achieve the amazing results you deserve for all your efforts. You'll have the most abundant, sweet-tasting supply of organically grown produce. And there's nothing like the taste of a fresh garden tomato you grew yourself. Neptune's Harvest works so great, whether you know what you're doing or not, you'll look good and you'll feel good because you're doing the right thing for the environment and your health. Try Neptune's Harvest products from the ocean to set your plants in motion. Available at your local garden center, and to learn more, go to neptunesharvest.com.
With summer heat and less rainfall, your lawn will start to lose its beautiful spring color and density unless you fertilize your lawn like the golf courses do with Milorganite Organic Fertilizer. Milorganite has been used for over 80 years by thousands of golf courses across the country. Milorganite, it never burns. It's high in iron. It adds organic matter to your soil. It's slow release and longer feeding. Milorganite aids in root development even during drought conditions, and no need to water it in. That's Milorganite.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, use the code SILVER2015 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Club. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. That's 855-660-4261. Give us a call. Talk with Daniel. He'll get you set up and will help you to put the garden to bed and to prepare your yard for the fall season. Daniel, who's up first this morning?
First up this morning, we've got Phil from Maine. He's got a question about apple trees.
Okay. Phil, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Yeah, Paul, I have a young orchard, and I had a lot of trouble with scab this year. And it's still, you know, on the leaves and everything. I was wondering, spraying this time of the year, would it hurt or help for next year? For next spring?
The main thing that you're going to have to do is the disease spores are going to attach themselves to the leaves. And the leaves are going to fall on the ground. And if the leaves stay there all winter, in the spring, they will send out spores that will reinfect the leaves for next season. So what I would do, if it's something that you can handle, I would mow the grass in your around your trees and try and, if you have a mower with a bag, pick up all of those leaves and get them out of there and clean the area around the trees and then spray the trees with something like garden sulfur and get all of the tips of the branches, the twigs, and the trunk of the tree. Give it a real good soaking, and that should kill all of the spores that are attached to the plant currently. And then in the spring, do it a second time. And what I like to do is to combine the garden sulfur with an all-season oil. And the oil will smother any insects that laid eggs on your plant, like aphids and mealybug and probably some spider mite and a few of the other assorted creatures. And if you do that in late March, when you get temperatures 50 degrees or warmer, the oil will kill the eggs. The sulfur will give a second shot of any of the disease spores that are on your plant, and that should help it a great deal so that you have less of a problem next season.
Okay. All right. So I do use Captan, but it still hasn't gotten me very much control.
Yeah, it's time that you try something else, garden sulfur. And it's good to alternate, because if you use the same product year after year, they become immune to it.
Okay.
So I would change from Captan to garden sulfur and spray that on the tree in place of Captan. And then it probably wouldn't hurt during the growing season to hit it a couple more times, maybe like 30 days after they're done blooming, and then another 30 days later, just to make sure that there's some residue on the plant. And that way, if you did miss something the first time, the second time, there's a good chance you're going to get it. And then the third time will really ensure that you get it. And you're putting a fungicide on the foliage that will help to keep it clean.
Okay, I'll try that. Thanks much.
Okay, thank you. You have a great weekend.
You too.
Our phone number is toll-free. It is 855-660-4261. And if we can help you, call. Got a nice, quiet morning. Call, talk with Daniel. He'll get you set up, and we'll work with you. But you got to start thinking into the fall trend. And this is a great time, once you get the lawn all clean, get it fed for the winter. And lime if you have moss.
Paul Parent here. For your baskets and containers, be sure to use Black Gold Water Holding Cocoa Blend. Water Holding Cocoa Blend combines coconut core and peat moss to give your container the edge in holding up in the summer heat and staying moist longer. Since it's OMRI listed, your container and baskets will stay moist longer and be organic at the same time. Available at your local garden center, and for more information, visit blackgold.bz.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday, and we are here to help you to have a wonderful fall season. The apples are beautiful. And with this colder weather, it will intensify the flavor. So if you haven't been apple picking, pick up the kids and let's go pick some apples. We went last week, and the apples were huge. We went to an orchard here in the Stanford, Maine area called McDougal's. And they got about a dozen different types of apples. They have a few pumpkins, some squash that you can buy at a decent price, fresh apple cider, and across the street, raspberries that you can pick. I don't know how many are left, but we picked a lot of raspberries. So we had raspberries, we had apples, seven different kinds, some for cooking and some for eating. And I'm going to make some strudel after the program today. So get out, take the kids, they'll have a ball, and you can eat some in the orchard. Taste them before you pick them. Oh, the flavors are so good. Let's go to the phone lines. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Tom from Maine. He's got a few questions, one about trees, another about strawberries, and then another about hydrangeas.
Okay. Tom, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
I'm from Quincy. Question about the strawberries. When you mouse them over, do you cut down the plants?
No.
No.
No. All I'll do is I wait until the frost makes them kind of limp over a little bit and not as straight up. And I'll get some either salt marsh hay or straw, but not hay for horses. And I'll cover them with a couple of inches and just leave them like that all winter long. And then in the spring, the new growth will poke right through the straw. And now you've got a nice base, weed-free. Your berries are not in the soil, so they stay clean, and it tends to hold more moisture because you've got a layer of straw, and it really does help a great deal.
I was using pine needles. Is that okay?
Sure. Yeah, anything like that that's soft, and that pine needles will work very, very well.
Okay. I had a couple of trees that I lost, and I planted them both in the same area over the years. And they were red swamp maple.
Right.
You know, the leaves are red in the fall.
Right, green in the...
Both trees grew up beautiful, and as soon as they got to a decent height, the wind just split them right in half.
Yeah, that's one of the negative sides of the swamp maple. And they can get big. They can get 50, 60 feet tall, but they have very weak wood. They're usually like in the wild, they'll be in a clump of 3, 4, 5 stems coming out of the ground together, and they do break easy, especially if you get a heavy wet snow. So I mean, it's a beautiful tree, but it's not something that I would grow unless it was in a wet area. In a wet soil, it's much stronger.
I see. My question is to you, what is good for the backyard that's strong and grows fast? And doesn't, the roots aren't invasive and you're on?
Well, I'll tell you, if you want some great color, the Norway maple, the sugar maple are both very good trees, very fast growing. The red leaf crimson king maple, I planted two of them about 10 years in front of my house, one on each side of the driveway, and they were 6 feet tall. And I bet they're a good 20 feet tall now, and they're going to really, really explode. So it's a good tree. So either the red leaf maple, which is called Crimson King, or the Norway maple or sugar maple are better than a swamp maple, unless you've got a wet area.
Okay. And my final question is, I have a hydrangea, and it's growing huge. And it's supposed to bloom all summer. But I get, like, two blooms and nothing else.
Okay. Is it a round flower or a cone-shaped flower?
Round.
Round, okay. And what town do you live in?
Quincy.
In Quincy. Okay, well, you're near the ocean, and it's probably a blue one, right?
Yes.
Okay, then it should be winter hardy. Do you prune it back at all?
I did a couple years ago, but this year I haven't touched it.
Okay, what I want you to do, the ball-shaped hydrangea that's blue or pink, should never be pruned in the fall, always in the spring. So what you want to look for is keep an eye on the plant. And on the stems, you're going to see these brown or black colored buds about a quarter of an inch in diameter. They're pointed. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, for a hydrangea to bloom, the new growth has to develop on wood made the previous year, and then it will flower. So in the spring, let those buds break open, reveal a little bit of green, and then you can cut them back so that you have at least three or four or five buds that are showing color. And I've taken, when I lived in Scituate, I took some hydrangeas that were 6-7 feet tall. I cut them back to about 3 feet, but I made sure there were at least three buds. They came in really well. I fed them with Plant Tone, which is a slow-release organic fertilizer, and they bloom really, really well. Now, what you could do is, if we have a winter like last year, there's going to be a problem. So, around Thanksgiving, I want you to pick up a product called Wilt Proof. And you take the Wilt Proof once all the leaves come off your hydrangea, and you spray all of the twigs, all of the branches of your hydrangea, and it's like a liquid wax. And it seals the branches so that they don't dehydrate. And the other thing is the two or three flowers that are on your plant, remove them. And that's what I'm going to be doing today. I have quite a few hydrangeas because I like the summer color. And I'm just gonna take the blooms off and then cut them back in the spring, and they'll do beautiful. So I think if you follow those steps, you'll have some blossoms for next year.
Okay. Paul, can I ask you one other question?
Sure.
I have a rose that bloomed every year. It's about 4 years old. And this summer, for some reason, it stopped blooming. It started blooming in the spring, and then it just stopped.
It started to bloom, and...
Yeah, my other roses were fine.
Yeah, and this one just stopped all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Okay, now, when you have a flower on your rose bush, where do you cut to remove the faded flower?
5 leaves down.
Okay, so you go down 3 sets of 5, and that should have that should help the plant to rebloom within a 3-week period.
Right.
And then feed them. You can buy Rose Tone. You can buy a lot of different organic fertilizers that will do a job for you. And you'll have much, much better results. Is the plant getting plenty of sun?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just then, strange.
Yeah, I would. If you see that this happens again, get some Neptune's Harvest fish and sea fertilizer, and I would make 2-3 gallons and pour it right around the plant slowly to really saturate the ground, and that extra boost should help it also.
What about seaweed?
Seaweed is good for insulation, and you can use that in place of bark mulch or pine needles or cocoa shells or something like that.
Yeah, because I was just wondering if that would help, and I get plenty of access to that.
Well, I'll tell you, I mean, if you can get seaweed, and we've had some good storms the last few weeks, my dad and I, We would go down to the lighthouse in Scituate, and on the back side, as you're leaving, there's a break in the seawall, and we would go and we would take two or three pickup trucks full of seaweed, bring it home, let it sit on top of the garden, and let the sun dry it out. And then once this was nice and brittle, we just walked through the garden, taking baby steps, and crush it. And because it was dried, the weight of us walking on it would break it. And you didn't have these long pieces anymore. And then we took the rototiller, and we tilled it in. And when spring came, it was like black peat moss. In the ground, it retained moisture, it helped with the microbes, and it cut back on the amount of watering, and we did that every single fall. Okay, so you give that a try, and I know that that will help you out. And any of you that live near the ocean, go pick up that seaweed, put it in your compost pile, chop it up a little bit before. If you don't have a compost pile, put them in black trash bags. And you can't fill a trash bag to the top because it's going to be too heavy. So what I would do, and I've done it many times, is I'll fill my trash bags half full to, like, you know, as much weight as I could carry. Fill the car with it, bring it home, and then my kids and my wife would open up one bag and we would pour the second bag into it until it was full to the top. And we'd leave it open in the garden, add some water, and by spring it was half the site and all rotted. Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof Anti-Desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall. If mice, chipmunks, and squirrels are getting into your tool shed, camper, trailer, or storage unit, then drive them out with Mouse Magic. Mouse Magic from Bonide is not a poison and will not hurt your pets or children. It's a patented bag filled with a strong peppermint and spearmint fragrance. Rodents cannot tolerate the smell. They will move out and keep out for 30 days. Use Mouse Magic now and they will find another place to live for the winter. That's Mouse Magic from Bonide. Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair.
But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Young people are supposed to be full of energy and recover quickly from exercise. Their age should give them a great advantage to feeling good all the time. However, young people of today are dealing with the same nutrient-deficient food as everyone else in America. So it does not matter whether you are 15 or 85. If your biochemistry is off, you cannot feel your best. Listen to the real-world results of James.
My name is James Ashley. I'm 25 years old. At the end of a tiring work shift, I used not to do much around the house. Since I started taking the new technology enhanced One World Way after work, I have so much energy when I get home that I'm able to take long walks, do chores, and even honey to-do lists from the wife. It's plenty enough energy to get things done around the house and time to settle down before bedtime. This whey protein gives me outstanding amount of long-lasting feel-good energy. I'm astonished of how great this product makes me feel.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Welcome to the Paul Parrott Garden Club. The one thing, one quick tip before we go to the phone lines. If you walk on your property and your grass is spongy, if you're seeing animals digging little holes or a lot of birds on your lawn, you've got Japanese beetle grubs in your lawn, and they're eating the roots. And because you have the beetles, moles and voles and mice are going to be digging in your lawn just under the surface, and you've got to take care of it. Otherwise, when spring comes, you won't have a lawn left. There's a product called Mole Go. It's made by Fertiloam. It's a powder or a liquid with a built-in sprayer. You spray your lawn now, and it won't kill the grubs, but it will make them coated with castor oil, and the mice and the rodents will move out of your lawn, not digging under and cutting the roots. And then if you want to kill the grubs, if you've got a big problem, there's only one product on the market, and it's called Dylox, D-Y-L-O-X. You put it down today or tomorrow, you water it in, and in 48 hours, all of the Japanese beetle grubs in your lawn are dead. So if you've got that problem, do something about it right now. Okay, Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Judy from Massachusetts. She's got a question about overwintering her plants.
Okay. Judy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Hey, good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
I brought in several plants yesterday because we had our frost finally this morning. And I want to know how I can nurture them through the winter so I don't have to buy them again in the spring. I've got a lantana, a couple of Rex begonias, and a tuberous begonias, and endivil.
Okay. The Rex begonia is very, very easy. Give it plenty of light. It's a plant grown by cuttings. There's no bulb. And it should do very well in like a south or a southeast window. You feed it on a monthly basis with like Neptune's Harvest fertilizer, and your Rex begonias will get bigger and bigger and bigger. Your tuberous begonia, okay, that is a bulb. So what you need to do is you need to let the frost hit the plant. Now, is it in a pot or is it in your garden?
Oh, they're all in pots. Yes.
They're all in pots. Okay. Let the tuberous begonia get hit by a frost. The leaves will turn yellow and black. You cut it right to the soil line and then give it a good drink and put it on the floor in your basement or in a crawl space, and the soil will help to insulate the bulb for the winter. And you just, again, put it right on the floor or on the dirt if it's a crawl space and leave it there until early to mid-March. Bring it up. Give it a good drink with the Neptune Savage fertilizer and put it in a sunny window, and it will come right back to life. That way, when you put it outside, it will have some size to it.
Oh, good.
And what was the other one?
Mandeville and a lantana. Two more.
Okay. Mandevilla wants full sun. Now, I just want to let you know, Mandevilla is a wonderful plant, but it tends to get a few insects. So before you bring it in and bring in your Mandevilla, I want you to buy some all-season oil. And it's made by Bonide. And you mix it with water. You spray the top and the bottom of your leaf. So turn your plant upside down and really give it a good soaking. And then flip the top and soak the top. Let it air dry. Hang it near a sunny window. And that will help to eliminate possible problems with that. The Mandevilla, prune it back by about a third on the non-blooming branches. The ones that are blooming, leave them there. And when they stop, cut them back by a third near a south-facing or a north window. Someplace where they're going to get some good light. And they'll be fine.
You wouldn't go camping in the Everglades without bug spray, would you? It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with scanners and steal the information on the RFID chips in your credit and debit cards. IDStronghold.com is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, opened or closed, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and do not shield properly, if at all. When you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com. Because getting anything else is like using latex gloves as oven mitts. Ouch.